Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State Senator Stan Rosenberg has not yet responded to the new calls for his resignation. The calls follow yesterday's report by the State Senate Ethics Committee on Rosenberg's husband, Brian Heffner, and the political power Heffner was allowed to wield when Rosenberg was Senate President. The report claims Heffner had access to Rosenberg's Senate email account and that Heffner at times posed as his husband and sent inappropriate messages claiming to be Rosenberg. The report also further outlined accusations of sexual misconduct by Heffner toward Senate employees and people with business before the legislature. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is WBUR's Steve Brown, who's been following this story for some time. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So why don't we start by having you outline what the report says, and does it shed new light into this story?
Well, it confirms what's been rumored for a long time, and that is that Stan Rosenberg's husband, Brian Heffner, did have access into the inner workings of the state Senate, and that that firewall that Rosenberg promised his colleagues before they elected him Senate president back in 2015 really didn't exist. Now, it found that Heffner had access to Rosenberg's email, which is in violation of the Senate's IT policy. It found Rosenberg undermined the goal of the Senate's anti-harassment policy because he was aware that Heffner had racially and sexually harassed Senate employees, but failed to address the issue adequately. In essence, the report finds that Rosenberg turned a blind eye many times to the things that his husband was doing involving the Senate.
The Senate Ethics Committee Chairman, Senator Michael Rodericks, put it in succinct, harsh terms yesterday. Here's what he said.
Essentially, Senator Rosenberg failed to protect the Senate from his husband, whom he knew was disruptive, volatile, and abusive.
By any measure, Steve Brown, that's a pretty scathing critique. Is it something from which Senator Rosenberg can recover, do you think?
I doubt it, Bob. Rosenberg's fall from grace has been very public, and the evidence is rather strong. This whole story has further tarnished the reputation of the Senate, and frankly, senators are growing weary of it. Now, I've always said that they honestly like Stan Rosenberg, but they are taking the damage that this has done to the institution very personally. My sources tell me that at the closed-door caucus yesterday, senators instructed the Senate counsel to reach out to Rosenberg's lawyer and ask the senator to resign. Both the governor and the attorney general have also urged Rosenberg to resign as well.
Bruce Tarr, the Senate Republican leader who's from Gloucester, was also pretty direct on the matter. Here's what he said.
Senator Rosenberg will not serve in any leadership position. He will not chair a committee. He will not have any stature other than a senator. That stature is conveyed by someone's constituents at the ballot box. I think this is very, very serious. The question was asked about judgment. There was clearly a failure of judgment here, and there was clearly a failure of leadership. And those failures had consequence that harmed the Senate.
As we mentioned, Bruce Tarr is a Republican. Is this a divided and partisan issue, or is Bruce Tarr really the voice of the Senate on this?
Well, it's pretty unified there. They're not happy with Rosenberg. Save for a handful of Rosenberg loyalists, most senators endorse the Ethics Committee recommendation that Rosenberg be barred from any leadership post or committee chairmanship for the rest of this year and the next 2 years as well.
How does a scandal like this affect the full Senate? Has public trust been eroded? Is that a concern of senators?
It's more bad optics for the chamber. Don't forget, they're still smarting from the corruption allegations against former Senator Brian Joyce. I think the Senate wants to put the Rosenberg-Heffner affair behind them so that they can get on with acting on their priorities. This story has really sucked all the oxygen out of the room. They're poised to put on a new permanent Senate president in place, that being Karen Spilka, in July.
So what's the future, do you think, for Stan Rosenberg?
Well, that's up to Stan Rosenberg and the voters in his district. He is facing a primary challenger in September. He has represented that district for 27 years, and he's been very popular out there. If he doesn't heed the calls to resign, he's got a good chance of being reelected.
All right. We'll see what happens. WBUR's Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.